boy does a pretty good job.
Harder working than most of them.
So talented. How did you learn all this?
The old way of valuing a building is the number of years rent it takes to pay off the price of a building. So if the building costs $300,000 and you're getting $30,000 net income per year, it's a 10 multiple. Today, most people value buildings using a capitalization rate, but they're mathematically related. So the cap rate is the multiplicative inverse of the 10 multiple we were just talking about. 300,000 equals 30,000 times M. M equals 10 years. 1/10 times 300,000 equals 30,000. 1/10 is 10%, your cap rate.
Right, now multiply by 1.25.
No, stop!
Ah! 20 cents a square foot. That's 272,880 gross per year, 80,000 expenses, 192,880 profit. 10% cap rate on that would get us to 1,928,880. 25% premium on that would be 2,411,100. That's what you're offering. I'm interested.
Here's my problem, Charles. I know you have leases at 15 cents a square foot. Now, big, long-term leases, so even if you have a few suckers paying 20 cents...
More than a few. Fine, call the average 18 cents, so that would be a net income of...
245,592, but that's unimportant. I mean, if you want to show me your leases and prove it, okay, otherwise I'd call it 15 cents a square foot.
15's too low.
15 is generous, especially when you factor in vacancies, which are at least 9%.
Less than that.
I counted 12.
How could you possibly know that?
Charles, it's November. It gets dark by 5 p.m. If you want to bullshit someone about your vacancy rate, you need light shining in all those unleased spaces by 4:30. I don't blame you for not doing it. It's a lot of work. But those vacancies would take you to 13.5 cents a square foot.
We'll fill some of those.
Let's call it 16 cents. Fair? That's a $1,383,000 valuation at a 10% cap rate. But, of course, a 10% cap rate is too low for this market. My partners and I have multiple deals with 12% returns, which would be $1,152,533 underlying valuation.
$1,152,533. How do you do this in your head?
There's no way I can do this math. But, you know, maybe I could fake it.
How?
Practice. I'll just memorize it.
All of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a pretty good memory.
That good?
But I got a week to learn it, right?
Hustler to hustler. I love it.
Well, if this works, Renault's gonna challenge you on the cap rate, so you need to get ready for it.
Look, this is downtown. The risk here is very low. Doesn't warrant a 12% return. I'm firm on the 10% cap rate.
He's going to try to hold you to a 10% cap rate on the underlying value, which we're not going to take. Not with a 25% premium going to him. But you're going to need somewhere to go in the conversation. So I want you to memorize a 10.5% cap rate scenario as well. But a 25% premium on a 10.5% cap rate is too high, right? 10.5% cap rate means $1,317,000 underlying. With the 25% premium, that's $1,646,250. Too high.
Yeah, that sounds too high.
You goddamn right it's too high.
So maybe you can sell him a choice.
Mr. Renault, I like you. First halfway decent golf game I've had since I've moved here. But if you want us to value this building at a 10% cap rate in a booming market where we can get 12% elsewhere, we're not going to give you an instant 25% profit in the markup. I'll tell you what. I'll give you two options. We get an 11% capital return rate, and you get your 25% profit in the markup. Or we get a 10.5% cap rate, and you take an 18% instead of a 25% markup. You can choose, but he can't help you.
You're not what I expected, Matt Steiner. I'll take the ladder. How'd I do?
You left 17,000 on the table.
Oh, well. What's the number?
$1,554,060. But we can call it an even $1,560,000 if you leave me that desk.